what was the good old days when that shit was WWF? WWF is different from WWE.
Yeah, because it wasn't entertainment. Niggas was really fighting. It was actually bleeding and shit.
That shit got corny when they did that little draft. Remember the SmackDown versus Raw draft?
Yeah.
And you only seen some niggas on Monday, then you saw other ones on, what was that, Thursday night? Yeah, that,
they still do that shit now.
Yeah, that shit
corny. I still watch it. I'm still a fan. Like, I, you know, it's way different. It's never going to be what it was. You're never going to see that Stone Cold and shit.
I can't fuck with it. I can't.
It's weird. Like, Kurt Angle's like the GM of Raw and shit.
Oh, wow.
Fucking, who else? Like, just, they try to bring back, like, all the legends in them, like, little weird, quirky ways. And just, I don't know.
Yo, Kurt Angle was the kid in high school who, like, was never good at sports. And he finally got some muscles, like, probably about, like, sophomore year. He got some muscles and wrestled. He wasn't doing nothing but playing Game Boy.
Put on some tights and said, oh, shit. Yeah. This might work. Triple H cut his hair. Like, it's just, yeah, it's like, weird. It's weird now.
Instead of playing with myself, I can wrestle people now.
Playing with other people legally.
Kurt Angle.
Ooh, pause. Let me take that back.
Hey, he said it.
Weird shit.
Pause 100 times.
I watched way too much SVU for that shit.
Pause 100 times.
That's all the way I think. Like, whatever. So while these mics rolling, let's get the show going. Alternative Blacks episode 2. What up, though, everybody? I am Eric Vincent.
What up, though? It's your boy Troy. What up, Detroit?
And we back again.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way. SoundCloud hasn't, you know, deleted us yet.
I know,
these
right?
Black guys can stay a little bit longer.
You know, I was just having fears the whole time. Like, I swear Trump about to end this shit. He about to end this shit.
No. These are like the friendly, like, white neighbors that, like, they want you to come over. They can, like, learn about you. And, oh, you play what? What, you play what in middle school?
What's up, my neighbor?
They try to come in with the awkward handshake and shit. Like, nah.
Just give me dap, homie.
Give me straight up. Nope. Mm-mm. We not that cool yet. But we are that cool. You know, SoundCloud, you know.
Hey.
Trying to, you know, show some love. And shout out to those who did. Happy birthday to Storm.
Storm, happy birthday.
Listen to the podcast multitude of times.
Love to, yeah, shout word out to everybody who checked in. We, yes, appreciate every, each and one of you.
Rocking with the Alternative Black Movement. We appreciate you. We got a lot of things going on in the field. We actually just try to get that submission for iTunes coming up.
Hey, it's on the way. Actually,
shout out to actually everybody who helped us with that. You know, I'm not always the most, you know, tech savvy with shit, so I appreciate Miranda, everybody else, yes, who helped us, yes, in the process.
You're forgetting somebody else too, though.
Okay. She's gonna be mad as fuck.
Okay.
They'll be mad as, oh my god, wow. Sorry. And thank you to Troy for finding the YouTube video that helped us get what we needed solved. Thank you, Troy.
That's what you needed? It's nothing. Anytime.
Put a crown on his head, too. Look at this dude.
You know, nah, it wasn't nothing, man. It was light, you know, but I'm happy we were able to take care of that, you know.
So light that he had to derail the whole show. Okay, man, it's good. You take your moment. You take your moment to be you. Because right now, shit, you have to take the moment you can, because Team Darkskin got another dub today.
Free Meek!
Huge dub today!
Free Meek Mill!
For Team Darkskin. Shout out, well, shit, for niggas in general. Free Meek. Meek Mill's coming home.
That was big. That was major.
I'm surprised. I'm shocked. I thought they was going to hold them up for a while, but
It's about to be interesting. I mean, they said a higher court released them. They made a decision. They were trying to keep them, and the higher court decided to release them. And it's interesting because this same judge that was doing this bullshit with his case, she's the one who convicted him of, like, his first initial case. She's the judge with his whole probation. So now that she got this, like, thrown out, I don't know if he's going to be thrown off probation. I just think some good music is going to come, and hopefully, like, that's what it just takes to, just more good music. Like,
before you told me about it, because you said you had messaged me and I didn't see this shit, so I only saw it when I was, you know, in my car about to head home.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I saw was Kevin Hart posted about it.
Right.
I'm like, all right, this shit's not real.
Philly.
Like, all right. Like, you know, cool, I get it from Philly, but, like, I don't want, I'm not running to Kevin Hart for breaking news and shit. So I'm like, all right, this is not real. But then, you know, I'm following up, I'm seeing other shit online. Sources was confirming this shit. He was really coming home. I'm shocked. I'm shocked, but hey, it's huge. You know, Meek, I think, paid enough, you know, for whatever happened. What did he do? He, like, what, was on his dirt bike or some shit?
Man, I think he broke up a fight at the airport and he popped a wheelie in New York. And one of the police officers was bored, probably eating a donut and shit, watching World Star, and looked up video, saw Meek Mill doing a wheelie on the surveillance cam late at night. Nobody was around. No cars was around. There was no traffic. And they came to this crib with, like, helicopters and guns drawn and arrest him. No, he was at a basketball game, actually. He was at a basketball game. Yeah, and the story goes the kids thought they were there, like, to help out because it was, like, so many people at the basketball court. It was a, like, live-ass game. I can't remember which one it was, but he thought they were under, you know, he was under the impression that they were there to help him, man.
Right.
It didn't turn out to be that way. They came and cuffed your boy. Well, I think they gave him the option to walk with him, so he went peacefully, but it still was some bullshit why he went in for it, what he went in for, so.
And it's just, it's this kind of shit that you see, too, because you also see news about the dude who shot up the Waffle House.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
This dude apparently had, now granted, Meek had a record as well. Meek had his history of doing some things, getting in trouble, certain instances as well. But they don't stack up to Mr. Travis Ranking. I'm hoping I say his name right, because, you know, they work hard to put out the rappers when they're in trouble, they full names, they full information. Right. They'll put these dudes on the platform that they deserve to get shit on for their mistakes. And this dude, Travis Ranking, he's being held on a $2 million bail. Meek couldn't even get bail when he was getting when he was held down.
Wow.
He was sat there, and this dude, he apparently killed four people, shot him up with an AR-15.
And this dude got bail.
This motherfucker got bail.
That's crazy.
And it's these kind of moments where I feel like there's so much evidence where black people are, like, asking for, like, help and assistance in America recognizing that racism and the issues of systematic oppression is still alive. And you have instances all over, especially today. Like, we seeing, you know, from police brutality to, you know, issues with the Confederate flag being taken down. Like, we see shit every fucking day. And it's all this kind of evidence in front of you, and people still turn an eye or say, well, you know, it is what it is, or make up another excuse to kind of let this shit pass.
Yeah, what's
it's too much, man.
What's dude's name?
Travis Ranking.
Oh, yeah, he sound like he got, like, Confederate flag shower curtains. Like,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, this dude definitely eats his Frosted Flakes with a meth spoon.
Oh, yeah.
This dude is super trash. Man, Tennessee, fuck this motherfucker.
And he's got bail. See, that's the system. But, I mean, you know what, though? You know what, though?
What's up?
It's kind of fucked up because, like, she, I don't know. I don't even want to get deep into politics. No.
We can't.
Not
now.
Because I feel like the judge should already knew the struggle in the Meek Mill case. And for you to pull some bullshit in a position of power like this, they said, you know, the real, like, you heard the, like, backstory, who she shares connections with.
Which?
She shares connections with somebody who has a record deal or a record company or management, something involving music that they can profit from Meek Mill off of. They wanted him to sign with him instead of Jay-Z or Roc Nation. So instead, I mean, dude's doing time for wheelies and shit. Like,
I saw that, but I thought that was just some Twitter news because niggas just throw shit online. If it catches fire, it catches fire. I didn't think that was, like, a real thing. And now you really question shit like that. Like, how much objectivity do you have as a fucking judge to throw this kind of sentence on a man like this for something that fucking small, where he can't even get a bond? Like,
yeah,
come on, dog.
A probation violation, that's what you call it. Like, come on, man. Like, it's probably so many people who done dropped dirty and probably still didn't go to jail. Like, it's just crazy. I'm free Meek Mill. I'm glad he's home, and let's see this young man prosper.
You know what's so weird, though?
Let's hear it. Come on.
I feel like, and I'm not in any way, like, upset, you know. I'm happy he's home. I'm happy he's out of the situation he was in. It's just so weird. That's the thing. Before he got locked up and put away, this dude was like, there was like three or five rappers that constantly was on the Shade Room getting some kind of dragon. Whether it was Meek.
Yep.
Tyga.
Oh, yeah.
Safari. Plenty of niggas. But Meek Mill was always in that ring as well. And as soon as, you know, this is the way of the world now. Any kind of sympathetic moment, you know, niggas latch onto that shit. Meek's about to get be as hot as he's ever been just off of this shit alone. As we seen in hip-hop, when niggas go away, when they go to jail for whatever, not whatever it is, niggas can't go for anything, but something like this, he gonna get props for this coming out. He gonna have hella heat his
most
way.
Most definitely. Hey, yo, Meek, if you listening, can you do me a favor, though? Like, I just, like, got an ear for music, so if you listening to that, like, DJ Khaled, Jay-Z, and Beyonce, and Future, that I took the top off, just jump on that for me real quick, because I know you're going to spaz.
I don't co-sign that statement.
That should have been his song.
No.
That should have been his beat.
That should have been
you can't hear him
song.
And Future on that?
That should have been nobody's
song,
bro.
Wow, you tripping.
I still hate that damn song.
I mean,
I can't.
Take it for what it's worth, but I think that if you put Meek and Future on that song by
they
themselves,
make great records together.
That particular, I think that would have been up there. I think it would have been a hit.
He wanted to make that mixtape with Future so bad, too. Because he was talking all that shit. He had, like, the three songs with him, like, bubbling and shit. He had Jump Out the Face and a bunch of other shit. And then that just got derailed. Because I think, like, a month after that is when, what's your boy shit called? What a Time to Be Alive dropped.
What you, hold on. You don't know niggas' names now? Like, what do you mean?
I mean, you know, I figured I was throw you a lob to, you know, to praise your God.
What are we referring to? What's the name of the album?
You tell me. The perfumes that's coming
out. I forgot. What was
the
reference you just made after?
Oh, you missed it?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad, man.
Oh,
you know,
okay,
I'm out of
the
business having to repeat myself.
This
so,
guy.
You know, that's not how I do things. But it's all good.
Such
dog.
A hater.
You know,
such
so, but
a
hey,
hater.
But shout out to that guy and what he's got going on.
Sick.
sick of this, man. But yeah, man, how long do you think before they make a song together? Because you know what's going to happen.
I give it. It's gonna happen in this year. 2018 is gonna
easily.
Happen. I think
it's not finished.
I think it's a reach for. You think he'll? I think it's a reach to say he's gonna be on Scorpion. Meek
Why?
And Drake. I think it's gonna be a reach because I mean, I feel like dude, when they come back home and just get to himself, like you've been in a fucked up situation for that long. You been like in and out of jail. This time it was like, all right, some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't had a consistent like. Time home, like you. I feel like you want to just sit at home and just get to yourself and features. I feel like at this point, you
yeah,
got shit in your bag, your stash. You can just drop easily. That's hot, I'm sure. But
he can still afford to step out on somebody else.
I
shit,
need
especially
that.
Especially,
nah, nigga. I need that. What was that? I need that mixtape Meek Mill right now. What was that? Shit, where he dropped where
Dream Chasers.
Yeah,
two,
I need
three.
One of those. Dream Chasers 2 was fire.
Yep.
What was that shit where he had Sean, Kendrick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need one of them out of Meek. I know he got it in there. I know he cooking.
Again, this is going to be his best chance to do it. I don't know about the next album. Longevity in hip-hop is so fickle now, so I don't know what Meek about to do after this, but this project right here, whatever he about to cook up, about to be his probably the biggest thing MMG put together.
Yeah.
No one in MMG has had this kind of heat based off of a rapper getting coming out of jail.
Yeah.
When Wayne came out, niggas was ready for him to drop. T.I., when he came, we went in and out and shit. Gucci. Every rapper, when they come out, has the most heat they've ever had.
What was the last album he dropped? Dreams Worth More Than Money, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think.
I don't.
Yeah, I think that's his last one, and that shit had all that controversy, like all that shit just behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, he's back. He's gonna drop some fire. I expect to be hearing from some hot shit from Meek Mill. So look forward to it, man.
There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Man, what?
So you got him. I'm sure he's coming out with something soon. Drake, your boy got plenty music coming out. Cole just dropped the album.
Oh yeah, KOD.
KOD.
KOD was fire. I think it was fire because it was different. But like J. Cole is always gonna be in his lane. He's always gonna be in his style. Like that track 1985 when he came and just basically like son the guys who was dissing him before he even like dropped another? Yeah. Last time Cole, like, yeah. His last album, that's when they were dissing him, running off his name and shit, saying, fuck J. Cole. So now he finally dropped something. And He doesn't even diss him. I feel like he didn't even, like, he gave them the shit that they didn't want to hear. And he, dude, basically got in his feelings about it. But, hey, It's J. Cole, ladies and gentlemen. We happy to see that he came out of the dungeon recording, and he came out with dreads and shit. It's like, nah, we've been seeing him before that. But
yeah, his dreads about to be, you know, touching the ground like Greek Town and shit.
Oh, man.
They're going to be like that. But no, nah, KOD, very good album. I don't know if I'm going to stick with it, you know, in terms of just how often I'm listening to it. Photograph was hot. I liked ATM, Kevin's Heart. And then 1985 was hard. It was 12 songs. Like, I don't, for me, a good album doesn't have to be, you know, 12 for 12. It doesn't have to be the skipless albums like we used to listen to, like back with Nelly and Luda and shit like that. Like, we don't have that no more, at least not often. But it was cool. Like, half of this shit on here was tight. Why your boy, and I'm, yeah, your boy, you sit up here talking about him getting in his feelings. That's your guy, Mr. Gucci Gang. Oh, you dissed the 17-year-old. Yeah, exactly. How do we start off the first episode? That's right. Y'all go ahead and look that shit back. Go ahead and push play again.
They know.
Yeah, Lil Pump getting this fucking feeling. I'm so fucking tired of these damn kids. Listen, if you want to talk shit, you can go ahead and talk shit. Because him, Tekashi, like all these dudes, they all play the same game. They troll, they talk shit, start shit, that's what they're known for. They got music, but they're known for their antics and their bullshit. So when they doing their antics and their bullshit, and motherfuckers like J. Cole, who I don't even think dissed the motherfucker, he came off like an OG just trying to like talk to him and let him know, like, yo, just kind of like trying to put him on game. Like, yo, if this is where you headed, this is where you gonna be. Like, if this is what you wanna keep doing, this is where you gonna end up. And he hops up and said, I think this is like the wackest line, because these motherfuckers want to be acting like bosses. And he says, you get so much clout for dissing a 17-year-old.
Hey,
really, dog?
This is sport, man. Like, you can't come in the game thinking you about to like just cross Kobe. I'm sorry, I'm going to use a Kobe reference. You can't just be like, I'm a rookie, I'm about to cross Kobe.
Mm-mm.
Talk all this shit like, yeah, I'm going to bust Kobe ass. And then you finally play against Kobe, and you don't do shit, and then Kobe make a highlight tape out of your ass, and you like, oh man, you doing this to a rookie? Nah, you showed up talking all this cash shit, and now you finally here, and I bust your ass on the court, and now you want to complain? Like, nah, this is a sport. So that moment you wanted that smoke and said fuck J. Cole was the moment that, hey, you should have been prepared. And this is any type of response.
If this was the only kind of response I would assume from Lil Pump, he ain't gonna fucking go bar to bar with J. Cole.
And I think he gonna say something. He ain't gonna go bar for bar, but it's gonna be,
he'll do what, like what Quavo did and shit. He'll just probably tease around with the video, talk shit, and maybe just say fuck J. Cole once or twice. That might even be the hook. That might be the motherfucking song. Fuck J. Cole.
I mean,
these niggas not creative no more. It might as well be.
You right. Yeah. I don't think he shouldn't put too much energy into it if he's smart. If he want to, like, career, like, because really going bar for bar with J. Cole, he going to get destroyed. Like,
but see, that's the thing, though. These niggas, well, he not going to put not much musical energy into it. But you see, motherfucker, like, look at Tekashi. You think he puts more effort into his music or his like flexing videos and his shit talking that he does with Gabe and his trolling that he does online and the trolling that he does with the Breakfast Club? He puts way more energy and effort into his bullshit. Because if you ask 90% of these motherfuckers, they just say what? Oh man, I don't even write my shit. I just go in there and it's off the top.
I mean, I think I kind of agree, but then I kind of don't, because I say like all of that shit, he put like equal energy into, because the kid got like little billboards, like, he got billboard tracks that made the billboard. So I feel like he drops a track and then he finally like advertises it. Like when he called out that shit on the Breakfast Club and said, yo, after mid interview, he told the Breakfast Club, you know, this is going to be your highest like rated video, your highest view video. And it turns out to be one of the highest view videos. I think he knows what he's doing. And he puts it, I feel like he puts it all in it, like his music, because he'll drop a track right after you hear about him in the media, like he's on a like wave in the media, and then, you know, he capitalizing. That's the brand.
That's everybody's brand now of this new generation and shit. Like, I haven't been able to latch on to none of these new motherfuckers.
Yeah, just get some face tattoos, dreads, dye your hair, you a rapper. Easy.
That's it. That's all it fucking takes. Or you just be Kanye West and, you know, talk about Trump and... Man. Or just, you know, no. I love Kanye's, if you haven't seen Kanye West, him and Hove did the same shit before he dropped 444.
Uh-huh.
He had a Twitter spree as his promotion for his album. Kanye West doing the exact same shit right now, just going off on a tangent, talking about Donald Glover is a free thinker. And put up all these fake deep.
Oh, he probably on the album. He probably on the album.
Oh, I'm ready for that, dude.
I want to see where I'm gonna check for your album, but this is gonna let me know where his head at. Like if he on that what's that Yeezus shit, like that album was kind of it was weird. It was, I feel like he gets lost in the production. Like he just wants to like make the beats and the sound. He orchestrates it. You feel me? Like so, I feel like Yeezus was. New weird kind of, and then The Life of Pablo, that was just like trash.
My hot take is I like Yeezus more than Life of Pablo. I hated Life of Pablo.
But you know what time it is, right, Eric?
What's that?
Hit or miss.
Oh god, here we go.
So we got Eric up. We're gonna do some Kanye albums. We're gonna do some albums or Kanye music.
Let's go.
We'll see, hit or miss, or some verses by Ye. But verses, okay. Ye body verses, but let's just do albums because Ye got
too much.
He body verses. I ain't even gonna front.
Mm-hmm.
So, My Twisted Dark Fantasy. Am I saying it right? Is it My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy? Okay, cool. Excuse
me. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Oh, excuse me.
Kanye West.
It's coming from the guy himself, Eric. What's the name of it?
Kanye up here tweeting about Trump and shit or showing love to Trump. I still got to correct him on the album and shit. You know, I'm sorry about that.
Excuse me. You know,
the artwork.
Yeah. I mean, you take a liking into the title, but go ahead.
It's all good. Yeah. It's all right. You like the simple one words.
No, the title relates to you, but go ahead.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is a hit. It's a classic album. It's maybe my favorite Ye album. I think that was when he just came out of his shit with like Taylor Swift and like all the crazy shit and, you know, the Amber Rose breakup and everything. And yeah, I don't, there's no weak song on that fucking album from top to bottom. That's one of the few albums you can listen to that are skipless to me.
Okay. I agree. Yeah, he has some fire on that shit. Monster. Woo. I don't even know who bodied that one. That was just some murder. They should name that track Murder. Like, it shouldn't have been Monster. They all bodied that shit.
So Paul was the same way.
So let's go with Watch the Throne.
Go ahead. I liked Watch the Throne.
Okay, I thought you were going to say some bullshit.
Nah, my homeboy, actually, I need to put him on the show. Shout out to my guy, Anthony Brown. We talked about this shit, and he said he liked, I think it was like 15 songs on the album. And he said it's overrated because the last two songs of the album are bad.
He's tripping.
He said he expected absolute perfection on the album because it's Kanye and Jay. I'm like, so even because they missed on two out of the 15?
I wouldn't even say it's a miss. It's just different.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. You can't, like, call it a dud or overrated now.
No, it's just different. Again, it was on some production shit from Ye, orchestra type shit, and him and Hov showed up on it, and you can't expect every track to be like Niggas in Paris or what's that?
Ham. Ham was tough. That was the first bit I heard. And that breakdown at the end, man, I'm like, okay.
And wasn't that a bonus track?
Yeah, I think so.
Ham was a bonus track. So
and they got Otis was lit.
Otis, that's the one that's the one that was slapping. Yep, yeah,
that was the single that was moving.
Okay.
High love for
Watch the Throne. The throne was lit. The throne was lit. That summer that shit dropped. Man, that summer.
Mm-hmm. Right number of features on it. It was right when Frank Ocean was just like getting into his groove and shit.
That was one of the way that bitch started off. The
No Church in the Wild.
Yeah,
that was the shit. Hell yeah, that's a great fucking record.
Okay, and Name this one. I gave my take on this one. So let's hear about you. Hit or miss, what do you think about The Life of Pablo?
Life of Pablo was trash. I hate albums that have 5 billion features on them. Like, Kanye's in a place where he believes, like, he could just take, like, different pieces everywhere and just mesh them all together and it's just going to sound great. Like, nah. Like, I like, sometimes I like just, if you want an album, I want to hear, like, your expressions, like, your views of the art that you're putting out. I don't want to hear, Chris Brown, Ty Dolla $ign, Kendrick, fucking Chance, Kelly right. Price, Kirk Frank. Like, dude, just way too many fucking people. Vic Mensa, like, Frank Ocean. Yeah. Dude, chill. Sia. Yeah. Way too many fucking people. I think he wasted a lot of that great production on a lot of whining about fashion. Like, I don't want to hear that shit.
You know what he looks like right now? He still got the blonde head and shit, right?
Yep.
You ever seen Meteor Man? Yo, tell me he don't look like he belong in the Golden Lords. Please tell me he don't.
You seen Demolition Man?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
All the niggas can hang out. Shit.
Yo, he, like I said, he dropped that sneaker. He got that hair. Let's see where he really going. I mean, to me, he looked like a 60-year-old white man with the sneakers and the hair. The way he's, I'm sorry, yeah, I still love you, but hey, it is what it is.
So he announced that he has a solo album coming. He's producing Nas's album, producing Pusha T's album that I'm very fucking hyped for.
Mm-hmm.
Teyana Taylor, he's producing her shit too, and I think, like, the biggest draw out of his announcements was him and Cudi's duo project. Look at you just bubbling over there. Look at you, Severin. What's wrong, Troy? Troy, you don't like Kid Cudi, man? Ladies and gentlemen, Troy's allegiance to Drake is absolutely amazing. The only reason you only say Free Meek now is because Drake put it behind him. And he addressed it on the song. So he said, okay, now I can say Free Meek now. It's cool. This dude's allegiance to Drake is so powerful. Let that shit go. If you was beefing with everybody that took shots at Drake, you couldn't like nobody.
Don't believe this, man.
Come on, man.
I honestly thought the whole, like, that Free Meek Mill, you can't bring that in this situation. What kind of shit is that? Like, nah. So back to your statement, the Kid Cudi situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I honestly think, you know, he's a good artist. I think that was just a whack move for him to take it to Twitter to diss Ye. For them to diss each other, I think it was whack and corny. And his music is okay.
Isn't that like everybody now on Twitter? Like Kanye and Wiz was beefing on Twitter. Like but fucking, I feel like everybody does that shit now. Everything is subliminal. No, sorry, not subliminal. Everything is social media beef now.
Yeah.
Like, niggas make songs. Like that shit's rare to address beef.
Yeah, because everybody like, I was thinking about it earlier today, like, yo, if they got rid of, like, comments on social media, you just couldn't comment, you could only like. Twitter would be going crazy. Twitter would be doing very numbers.
True. Yes.
You take away the comments, everybody don't got that little opinion that they can hide behind.
Their hot takes.
Yeah, like, everybody, like, just don't have a stupid opinion. Like, you see on the gram how people be, like, just saying the wildest shit under a picture, and you're like, yo, like, why am I even reading? It's like, why is this even visible? Like, everybody shouldn't be able to have that comment, even though, like, all right, they're doing it out of, like, trolling or joking, but it's still, like, yo, like, they form a habit of doing that, so.
Everybody wants them numbers. They want to see that 30K when you wake up on Twitter, you're scrolling in the morning and shit to those random-ass tweets that just pop up and somehow, you know, the hottest thing on the timeline right there.
Yeah, Chad.
Don't make no fucking sense.
Chad could, you know, be your nicest locker partner in high school, you know, the cool kid. But little do you know, Chad got this egg account that he dropped N-words on. You never know.
Exactly. Or shit, maybe your favorite basketball player is, you know, NBA Finals MVP for the Golden State Warriors. Only to find out, this motherfucker got 16 W accounts. Burn it up on everybody.
He going crazy. They caught his dumb ass.
This motherfucker is stupid as can be. Kevin Durant, come on, guy. And then he got caught again. You see that shit where he liked the comment on Instagram about
Russell?
Yeah.
He got chill.
We'll get into the NBA.
Oh, no, he got some more. He got some more. I'm pretty sure he got some more we'll handles. Find. I'm pretty sure he do.
Mm-hmm. He'll get them mixed up sooner or later.
He probably named them in some, like, LeBron Cleveland 23-23, like some wild shit.
But I'm sorry, back to our original point.
Kid Cudi.
I'm excited for it. You know what? No. I don't want to say I'm excited for it. The old me inside is still excited for it. He's still jumping up and down. But right now, Kanye, music-wise, and even just mentally,
I'm checking for this album. I'm checking for this album. I'm checking hard for this album. Because you want to know why I'm checking hard for this album? You want to know why?
Please.
Okay, I'll tell you why.
Please.
Remember when What a Time to Be Alive dropped, right? The first night it dropped on the internet.
Okay.
And it did them numbers and broke down the internet. You seen them VVS's dancing on the cover. You seen that. But anyway, Jumpman. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Look at this dude.
So... who was the first to ask some criticism on a collab album that dropped that night? You don't have it on Twitter, do you?
Was it Kid Cudi?
It was. You remember what he said, right?
I don't.
I don't remember word for word, but it went along the lines that we, the people, are sheep or something. Like, we are buying into the hype. Or, along those lines, that basically that shit was going to be overrated, and it was. That's what he was stating, that it was. So now you drop this track with Ye after y'all done came off your little coke binge, whatever y'all had, y'all falling out the dude. Maybe he didn't give you the coke dealer's numbers. Y'all couldn't do lines together. I don't know. Allegedly. But I feel like for you to have that criticism, I'm definitely about to check for you now. And everybody about to check for you now because I'm not the only one that remembered that shit. I know everybody else remembered that. So now y'all drop a collab album, you two, whoever y'all want to be, Mario, Luigi, Batman, Robin, Mike and Pippin. Nah, I mean, Mike and Pippin was What a Time to Be Alive. But y'all can be Isaiah and Joe Dumars, whatever y'all wanted to do. But let's see. What I'm saying is I'm going to hold this album, this mixtape, what album, whatever this is going to be, to a high standard. So I seen y'all do some great work. I know y'all got that good wordplay, good bar. So
you excited to listen to it or critique it?
Both.
What are you more excited for?
I'm excited to see if Kid Cudi is back.
Okay.
I'm excited to see where Kanye West's head is with these beats. Like, I'm not trying to hear 4 minutes of a fucking subway station. Like, I'm not. And then...
like, random screams and, like, cowbells in the back and shit.
Yeah.
No, Kanye.
And I want to hear how they both sound together on the track.
I mean, they haven't really missed. I don't think what they had, like, what, Erase Me, which is off... kind of like alternative ass track and shit. Even though Ye was rapping on it, Ye produced and helped a lot of shit on Cudi's mixtape back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm not, like I said, I'm not expecting the greatness that I once heard from those two. Like, I feel like they in different spaces now. You know, Cudi did his rock album and shit. Like, Ye obviously is branching out and doing different shit. Like, I don't hear them, like, doing some shit that would sound like... like, you're not going... I don't think we're going to be able to hear this shit in the club.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if Kanye doesn't have an address...
You don't think so? I think at least one of them. I think one. At least one of the tracks.
That's not even they make.
I mean...
and maybe at least not Cudi.
Would you...
like, think what's he called his hype? The Father Stretch My Hands.
Exactly.
Until Kanye starts rapping. Yeah. I hate... dog, that song is so fucking perfect until Kanye starts rapping.
I mean...
the production, great. The sample, the Metro drop, everything. Cudi on the hook. Boom.
Yeah.
And then Kanye got to start rapping about bleached assholes and like his... overpriced t-shirts and shit. Like,
I mean,
what are we talking about, Ye?
The lifestyle of E. The lifestyle when you get a check from the network of E, nigga. Like, when
getting skeet up.
Man, what?
With Kid Cudi and Kanye West. That's just cool. Well, we're just talking shit.
Allegedly.
We're just talking shit. Don't hold anything, you know, too truthful here. But anyway, I'll be disappointed if it's a flop. Not like in terms of sales. I don't care how much it sells, but I feel like they can't put out some shit. I don't want to hear 20 songs of y'all, you know, trying out different sounds and all this other like experimental shit. And it's, you know, I think it's gonna be
me. I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. I think it's gonna be good. I honestly do.
See, and I was just arguing with my homeboy about this. I feel like Kanye's not at a point where I could give him the benefit of the doubt on shit. I just seen you, like, even with, like, take the Trump shit, for example. Like, we was arguing about that. Calvin, salute to Calvin. He didn't believe that the Ebro story of Kanye saying, I still love Trump or I love Donald Trump. He said, you know, I still believe him. You know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't have the ability to do that right now. I seen you shake this man's hand, and I seen you on stage talking about if you could have voted or if you would have voted, you would have voted for him. You've been wilding on the rails since your mother passed. You've been off the rails for quite some time, and your music isn't sounding the same. I don't have no reason to give Kanye the benefit of the doubt for shit right now.
No, I mean, if that's true, though, those whole Trump statements and shit, if that's true, I feel like
you better have some kind of explanation.
I feel like if that's true, when he goes to the family reunion this year, he ain't getting no ribs. That's real shit. He ain't.
I don't think he's eating ribs right now.
You don't think so?
I think he's like eating like rubber Kardashian food.
They're boneless ribs. I'm sorry. Boneless
exactly,
ribs.
Exactly. Boneless. The Kardashians like making their old kind of meat now. They're about to test out to the masses.
Boneless ribs.
What do you think, Kanye? That's fantastic.
Where's my cutlery?
Put this on my website.
Right.
Put some. Nah, fuck that shit, man. I don't know. I'm crossing my fingers for, like I said, for a good album and for him to address the bullshit.
Well, we'll see in a few months.
We're gonna find out. Alternative Blacks. We chilling. We hanging. NBA playoffs going. NBA playoffs is fire.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice first round. Nice.
The first round is always the best time of the NBA playoffs.
LeBron over there, this nigga working a plant schedule, plant shifts over there in Cleveland, man. The dude dropping crazy numbers and they winning by two. Because Kevin
Love can't score 20 points. He making like, what, 20 plus million a year and he can't get them motherfuckers 20 points.
LeBron on the phone right now like, yo, KD. Y'all got some room? Clay might not come back. Let me get that spot.
Mm-mm. So we got LeBron. Well, they have 2-2 right now. My favorite series right now. Utah OKC.
Who? What's it looking like over there?
Utah's up 3-1 on OKC. Russell Westbrook's dumbass play last night. Backtrack. The game before last night. Ricky Rubio gets a triple double
on Russ.
Ricky Rubio on Russell Westbrook. He don't score like that. He don't snatch boards like that. We all knew he could pass, but he got a triple double on one of the most athletic point guards we've ever seen in NBA history. So they asked him in the interview after the game. They're like, "Yo, how do you feel about his triple double?" He's like, "Yo, he just got hot. You know, he had a good game. But I'm going to shut that shit down."
Yeah, I seen him.
Believe that.
I seen that
Comes
interview.
Comes back. This dumb motherfucker's ready to play football. This dude got 4 fouls in the first half, bro.
You lying.
4 fouls. He's literally checking this dude 90 feet. Rubio in there trying to get the ball. Will you ever see Russell Westbrook check somebody 90 feet? Just on the inbound.
Russ wasn't having
that. What you doing, Russ?
Russ wasn't having that.
No, but like, what you trying to like prove a point to Ricky Rubio for? And the crowd fed off of that shit. Every time Ricky Rubio touched the ball, they was egging that motherfucker on the shoot. It was like, go wild. Every time Russell touched the ball, he was getting booed, turning the ball over left and right.
Come on, Russ.
3 assists in the game. Like,
come on, Russ.
OKC looking hella overrated.
Yeah, Paul George up out of there.
Yup, he's gone.
What about Melo?
Just be happy. He after you didn't see the game, but based on what we saw last game, he's washed, bro. He'll be lucky to. I don't want to say be lucky to get it. He'll definitely get.
You can't call
Melo
washed,
bro. He looked terrible last night. He's up there getting bodied. Like he's trying to like he still got the moves. He's still a big dude, but he don't finish strong at the hoop like he used to. The jump shots fade. He airballed like 3 times. Jay Crowder was ripping his ass up, him and Paul George, before he got ejected.
Or is he just not happy to be where he at?
That might be true too. KD tried to tell y'all. I was saying that for the longest, man, because I was a huge KD and OKC fan. Because when Russ got hurt, that's when Reggie Jackson started playing, and it was a clear cut Kevin Durant as the number one guy. He's up here scoring 50 points, back-to-back 40-point games, getting triple-doubles and shit. Got an MVP year where Russell spent most of the year on the bench getting healthy. And then vice versa. When KD got hurt, Russell had an MVP caliber year. They played better without each other.
Yeah.
And now you see KD in a pass-friendly offense where he can even play one-on-one. And then you look at OKC in a situation like that with 3 ISO players and they can't be beating a team like Utah.
Everybody was drinking the Kool-Aid, like, oh, they about to win it, they about to win it. I'm like, man, who gonna have the ball? I honestly think Melo need to downsize, take that six man role, and you'll be fired.
It's looking like it at this point, man.
Melo will have a team lit if he came off the bench. Like, go ahead, Melo, go ahead and go over to Golden State, come off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Be the step splash, brother.
I still think he'll end up in Houston, just go play with his homeboy Chris Paul.
I'm not sold on them, man. I am not sold on them.
Did you see what they did last night? Dropping 50 points in the third quarter on the Timberwolves.
Did you see D-Rose the other night?
Oh, yeah. Man, I feel so bad for that dude, because he still showed them little moments where he still got it, where he can still, you know.
That was my man. Shout out to D-Rose. Yo, D-Rose head.
Him and D-Wade be having them little moments and shit, like we was talking about earlier. Them niggas having them 10-point games. But then it's that one time where they show you them 20-point flashes of who they used to be. But, yeah, that shit's done for him now. This nigga D-Rose, he's going vacations without telling nobody.
Yeah, he like, yo, just about to go to Barbados and just think about how I'm going to spend some more money. So. Yup.
No, but I think who else? Oh, the Pelicans swept Portland.
Yeah, the Pelicans looking nasty. AD, that boy. See, that growth spurt grew into the center. It was a point guard. Like, how the hell you do that?
And I think he plays, I don't want to say better without Boogie, but he looks better without Boogie, honestly.
It's just more control, really.
More control, more spacing and shit. You get Mirotić, who can stretch the floor and shit, who's not going to take shots away from AD.
Mm-hmm.
The backcourt is, man, Drew, this was always a deciding factor. That's why he got that 100 mil. Drew Holiday, you're seeing the potential out of him now. He's staying healthy. You know, he's in here, you know, producing. He's up here. He abused and locked down Dame Lillard. Like, that shit never happens.
He made Dame look silly.
He did. Like,
they showed the numbers of what Dame was getting and, like, how he was doing with Drew on him. Yeah, Drew put the clamps on that, man.
He did. Yeah, they get. I wouldn't be surprised they let Boogie walk. I think he might be in L.A. I think L.A. might be one of them in his destination wish list.
You know, why spend that much more money on the paint when you can have a perimeter looking nice? Everybody want to run with that small ball, at least one center, one true center, kind of. Like, if Golden State had an AD, that wouldn't even be fair.
You know what Boogie would be dope at, actually?
Where?
The Wizards. John Wall and him play together.
You know what I'm going to say?
Huh?
The Lakers. The Lakers, man.
You such a Laker fan, too.
Let them go to the Lakers,
That's
man.
All. Y'all been on this hill for the longest. Y'all been on this hill for the longest. Every big name, y'all swear y'all supposed to get just everybody.
We are.
Look, I know y'all got Yankee money. Y'all can just pull, you know, shit out of the graveyard and just pay these niggas this random-ass money and shit you got out of nowhere. That's cool. But nobody want to play for them. I don't want to say nobody want to play for them, but
right. They
still got a lot to prove. And I think Boogie want to win right now. If you go to the East with the Wizards, with John Wall, Beal, Gortat getting older and shit, they can afford to let him go. I don't know what his contract situation looking like, but I think that's a good fit. I think that's a great fit. And then Markieff right next to him.
Man, it comes to where you living at, dog. I'm telling you, they not trying to.
Washington?
I'd rather live in L.A. I'm sorry.
When you in the NBA, I mean, you live everywhere, essentially. You know, niggas stay on the road.
But in the off season, where they paint the N-word on your garage, maybe you could at least go in there and chill at the crib and
Brentwood.
Look out for people doing graffiti.
Terrible.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
I heard a hot take about LeBron.
Uh-huh.
And it's kinda true.
What's that?
It kinda depends on this season, but think about this. LeBron has not won a championship without a super team. This is his first situation where he is, I don't want to say first situation where he solidified as the man, because he had that early Cleveland as well. But we saw what happened, like when he went up against San Antonio, he got swept, or when he wasn't getting to the finals.
Right.
He's kind of in that situation now. He's the man. Kevin Love is... Again, he motherfucker hasn't scored 20 points yet. No. I don't know if he scored 15. he's supposed to be the number two guy, and he's playing like a number three, number four. Like, you got Clarkson, who's inconsistent. You got, you know, Rodney Hood, who's barely even cracking the minutes he was when he got traded.
Yeah.
LeBron is the man. This is his team where he, essentially, as you said, has to do everything.
Yeah, it's like Cleveland took a flat tire and just put a bunch of patches in that bitch.
Yeah.
And they expect to, like, just ride, take a four-hour car ride. Like, no, it's not going to happen. Like, y'all gave up, and y'all looked decent for at least one game when y'all first made them adjustments to y'all lineup.
Yeah, they had two. They had the Boston game, and then they lit up OKC the next night.
Now y'all looking terrible.
Yep.
These niggas never been to the playoffs. They don't know what they doing out there. Like, oh, shit, this the 83rd game. Damn, what am I supposed to do out here? They don't have no clue.
And y'all not, you know, you're not happy to be here either. It's not, you know, it's not quite an honor. Nah, we here to win. Like, LeBron's out here trying to get rings. But, again, he's never done it without a super team next to him. With a D-Wade, Chris Bosh in the absolute prime, until they got older and shit. And then same shit with Kyrie and Kevin Love in their primes. You know, when the super team is around, he wins.
Hey, like
without him. Like he's coming up short.
Like I said, all you LeBron carpet burn on the knee victims, I want to let y'all know, no Kyrie, no ring. And I'll say it again, no Kyrie, no ring.
Yeah, I mean, shit, we saw that. You saw that when he got hurt, him and K-Love. He had to put Cleveland on his back with whatever the nigga's name is, Dellavedova. But... you know, this doesn't change, like, his legacy at all. Like, he's still going to go down as one of the greatest, but I still think that's a fair conversation to have in regards to his accomplishments to an extent.
You seen when AI said, Allen Iverson said in the clip the other day, everybody always want to compare LeBron to Mike, but they don't. What about Kobe? It's like they forget about Kobe. They're like, and AI, the words Allen Iverson said, I think he's the best player. However, he said that he complimented Kobe as the best. He like, they forget about the mama. He like, facts. Like, Kobe's one of the best basketball players we will ever see.
It's a valid argument because if people want to say, oh, six championships, six for six, six for six, that's the number one line of defense argument for Michael Jordan and shit. Like, I don't think LeBron's the GOAT, but at this point, I think he has an argument. Kobe Bryant, I do think is the GOAT, but if others don't think so, he at least has an argument. But if motherfuckers wanted to do the championship, oh, he's 6-1. If that was the case, you'd be putting Bill Russell number one.
Yeah.
Like, but y'all don't do that.
Hell no.
So don't, like, you can't throw that out for Jordan. And I don't think one fucking ring is that much of a separation either.
Yeah, you'd throw Robert Horry in the same argument if that was the case.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think just Kobe's, like, evolution, we saw like how he developed. Like, niggas counted him out after Shaq left. Like, people thought, like, all right, well, Kobe's, he's done. Like, he ran niggas with Paul Gasol, Derek Fisher, who else they had over there, Rick Fox, like Karl Malone, Gary Payton, like
Andrew Bynum, whose knees couldn't stay together. Yeah, they borrowed him.
No, Gary didn't get a ring with him, did he? Or he lost with him? Yeah, nope. He lost to the Miami. Pistons. He lost to the Pistons with him.
That's right.
Jamie Foxx said the glove. He said the glove. Motherfucker had a hole in that bitch.
No, I kept him in check. And then if you look at their games, again, I don't just look at I do look at their stats, look at numbers, accomplishments and shit, but you got to look at their game as well. You can pick apart motherfuckers' games. Like LeBron, for example, when you look at his game, he's a bad free throw shooter. He just now started getting into a bit of a better shooter. He's just started to transition into that. But there are game aspects of his game you can pick apart.
Hmm.
What's Kobe's weakness? Was he a great shooter? Yes.
Yeah.
Could he drive? Yes. Was he a great defender? Yes.
Yeah.
Passer? He maybe didn't do it enough, but he could pass.
Yeah. It wasn't that necessary.
Like, shit. Free throw shooter, he was always north of 80%. And then Jordan's the exact same way. There was no part of his game or their games that were mediocre. So you can make an argument for Kobe Bryant as the GOAT. Like,
I think Kobe in his prime versus Jordan in his prime, Kobe will work Mike because
I'm here for
you know what I think? Kobe would have a better post game than Mike.
Yeah.
Kobe will have a better post game than Mike. I think. Yeah, Kobe, that boy is amazing. I'm sorry.
Did you see those side by side videos of how, like, literally the side by like,
and that lets you know, like, that man studied the man's game, mm-hmm. and, like, perfected it. So I can't knock it.
No, you can't. I mean, shit, he deserves his credit. He definitely deserves his mention as the GOAT. You know, it's all up for interpretation, but, you know, the NBA is in a good place right now, post Mamba. And I'm happy to see that. I think, you know, shit, yeah. You got a lot of superstars, especially now. It's as unpredictable as it's been in the past few years. Shit, obviously, we've seen Golden State, Cleveland,
right,
the past three times. So now we might not see that. Like I said, Houston, don't count them out right now.
Man, we're going to see Golden State come out the West.
Not if Steph's not healthy.
What's this? What's the, what is it, 2-2?
It's 3-1. 3-1 on San Antonio. They're going to get out of their next game.
What you expect, man? I'm telling you, we seen Villanova. When you on,
oh, no, NBA is not like that. Though.
When you on fire, see, you on fire.
This is why I like the NBA more than NCAA, because fluky ass games like that can happen. Anybody can win one game.
Hold on. Villanova, we saw them shoot them. Who did they play before? They played Michigan.
Right,
they shot them out the gym too.
Right, but they played Michigan one time. So in the NBA, they play series of True. Seven. So the best team should always be the winner 95% of the time.
Because, that's true.
Yeah, you got to be able to last that fucking duration.
You got to be able to last that race. I still think Villanova would have smoked anybody in a seven-game series. Villanova was with the boys.
Light it up.
Boys in there having Newports during the shoot-around, boy.
We up here having a conversation. Them boys was splashing so loud, interrupting the combo mid-sentence.
I'm like, they haven't missed.
No. They would light them up. They would come down. Kansas come down, do a layup, get a dunk, and they just come down the next possession. Splash. Unbelievable.
What's I was just sitting here thinking, I'm like, yo, what's one movie you feel like, an old movie you feel like if they rebooted it or just brought it back nowadays? Like, you see how they doing Lion
they
King.
They doing hella reboots
and
now.
And Aladdin.
Shit.
But what's one that you would want to see, like a 90s classic, like rebooted and brought today?
TV show or movie?
Movie, you know. TV show, I feel like they lose you because of the, like, the characters are old, obviously.
Right.
The plot's got to change. So the storyline's got to change up. Movie, you can stick with the script kind of, but alter it a little bit and make it kind of better.
You have one?
Yeah, it just came to me.
What is it?
Nowadays, I would want to see a Blank Check reboot. Give it to, like, some little minority kid, black kid out the hood. Something like that happens to him. I mean, you see how the story happened. I mean, this kid wasn't doing bad who got the blank check, you know?
No, he
had hella brothers and sisters. They had a business kind of getting off the ground. But anyway, you have some little black kid win it, and he take that blank check, and you just see, like, the endless opportunities. I'm talking just hella businesses. Like, you know, I think that'll be a good one.
That'll be perfect, yeah. Actually. I think I got mine, too, actually.
What's that?
What
you about to say, babe?
What? What are you thinking about?
I don't know. No. You want some bullshit.
Damn, man.
You know what Babe is with the talking pig and shit.
I'm sorry about this, y'all. He's off today. I don't know what his problem is.
I swear he Googled Babe.
I'm Gucci over here. Every time he come over to Wakanda, this dude all shook.
You hear him? He said Wakanda.
It's all good, bro.
I don't even know what Wakanda is.
Oh, that's right. Hold on. Let me answer this question.
I'm joking. Okay. Wakanda's a Black Panther. We get it.
It's all good. It's all good.
This guy, he wanted to go there.
Yeah, don't get your paranoia.
Paranoia, what?
Oh, you know what I'm talking
about.
Here
you go.
My remake that I would want to see.
Wakanda Forever.
First Kid. Sinbad. Remember that shit when he was a security guard for the president's son?
What's his name again?
His name was...
No. What's the guy's name that you named after you said First Kid?
Sinbad.
Okay.
Is that...
But anyway, bro, continue. Continue.
Oh, God.
Just continue.
Oh, shout out to Sinbad.
Yeah.
A great comedian.
Thank you.
You know, y'all have a lot. So, shout out to Sinbad. Nah, that was the shit. I would pay to see that. And he could be the security again. You could put a different kid, or you could have, I don't know. I feel like... It would first have to be a black kid, at least, though.
I want to see the Obama's first kid.
It would
have
to be Obama's kid.
You want to see, you want to see, like, Trump's first kid. Like, no, man. Like, this guy, Donald's just walking around yelling at motherfuckers the whole time. Like, no, this kid probably lives a miserable life. Like,
right.
The mom hates dad at home. Like, no, nobody wants to see that shit. So let's go to what's her name? Malia? She?
She the one that was smoking weed.
Lit ass.
She the one that was smoking weed.
Hey, the Obama's
that's
lit.
Gotta
yeah,
hey. That's what it's got to be.
Hey, I'm here for it. I want to see this.
Then what you doing?
What comedian you going to put in there, though?
Sinbad too old at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
Not Kevin Hart. Let's make that clear. Kevin Hart, you doing enough. Kevin Hart and The Rock, y'all not doing this movie.
Hey.
Not y'all.
Hey, yeah.
Not
I agree.
Them.
I agree.
Shit.
Yeah. I feel like Mike Epps would do some justice, but he's older in that role, too.
Cube?
I feel like he's older in that role, too. I would like, what's dude's name? From, Get Out. Is it LaMichael? What's his name?
He's in ATL. Daniel Kaluuya?
No, he's in ATL. Not the kid, but
Lakeith Stanfield.
Look that nigga. I said LaMichael. What's his name? Lakeith.
Lakeith Stanfield.
I'm sorry, Lakeith Stanfield.
My favorite actor. It's all good.
I think he'd do a good role in that. See him doing different. Mm-hmm. It'd be funny in that shit. Yeah, he was in Get Out. If y'all don't know, when the camera flashed in his eyes, he's like, "Get out." Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Get out. He was the one who was spazzing.
That's the explanation to the white people who don't know the black actor's name. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. That's why we're here. We're here to help you out.
Need the tag. Let me just drop right there.
Oh, shit. I don't want to see this, but I was thinking maybe Juice. Like, if you got four real niggas, now.
Hey, we going to put Russ Westbrook as Pac.
Stop.
Hey, KD play Raheem.
Oh, you're off quick. Know what? I am crazy.
Yeah, that should have been.
I don't give up.
That'd be lit. A Juice reboot, but it's hard to follow up shit Pac being. Like, I feel like it's hard to, like, touch that character. Like, when they made the movie, it was kind of, like, just hard to see that, sit there and watch that movie. I think another movie I would want to watch is Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction, I feel like a reboot of that would be. That should have been lit. You throw Denzel in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to follow up Sam. It's, again, another character where you stand out. Like, that's probably not going to get touched again. I mean, that is a classic, but,
But, yeah, they doing it, though. They bringing everything back. They reinventing, you know, the wheel over and over and over again. Hollywood just running out of ideas at this fucking point.
Yeah, Blank Check was a shit. Oh, man, this is my shit.
Hmm.
CGI and shit nowadays. I want to see what's that? Indian in the Cupboard. You could throw Kevin Hart in this one. You could throw him in that one. Fuck it.
Wow. Shit, he'll go for it too. Shit, he tried to redeem himself. Indian in the Cupboard. What the fuck is that?
Wow. How dare you disrespect the classic?
I can't.
Shout out to everybody who's seen Indian in the Cupboard. I'm like this ungrateful bitch over here.
I can't say that I have.
Yeah, look at him.
I seen the Pagemaster though. You seen Pagemaster? Yeah,
I seen the Page.
No,
Master.
You shut the fuck up.
Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin. Like, oh, Macaulay Culkin. Let's get it right. And he had the book that was the pirate. Don't get it twisted. I seen that shit. I seen it.
Goddamn right. That's right. Back your facts up.
Yeah, exactly.
Show your tax return.
Exactly. Hey, I got receipts, nigga. Don't stop me at the door. That shit beeping me because your shit fucked up.
Fuck you, bitch. And we keep hearing the rumors. Well, shit, we've been hearing these rumors for the longest.
Oh, no.
Of a Space Jam reboot coming.
You don't touch that. You don't touch that, man. You don't touch that. I feel like, again, you made this comment the other day. Nobody, these kids don't know who Bugs Bunny is.
Nobody.
Tweety Bird, Tasmanian Devil. They like, yo, who fuck is Tasmanian Devil? This nigga spazzing.
If it's not in a GIF on Twitter, then they don't know any of the fucking...
If they ain't on the Snapchat filter, they never seen it.
Boom. Straight up.
Maybe I gotta get a face tattoo. They'll appreciate Bugs Bunny more.
Exactly.
But I think Space Jam, that shit is... No, I think that's a movie y'all shouldn't touch, really, especially because the cartoon not even, like, out. But, again, they got Warner Brothers permission, so they thought the idea was good. But run with a different, like, title or something. Run with something different, dude. you know, at least Space Jam what it is, but we'll still be like, oh, okay, LeBron got him a cartoon movie. But we wouldn't have to let Space Jam 2 roll off our tongues. Right. That sounds crazy. Like, this nigga LeBron is the Martian. Like,
right. Like, how do you even, like, roll that back? Like, you got to let that shit go. Some classics don't need to be fucked with, especially not Space Jam. You can't bring back a 90s, 80s, 90s piece of history. Like I said, niggas not even, I can't name one cartoon that's out right now. Like, they just now brought back Dragon Ball Z for niggas to watch again. But yeah, that was still, that's still a follow-up season. That wasn't them recreating some shit.
Right.
If you're going to recreate Space Jam, you're going to piss off a lot of fucking people. Even an extension of it. Like, there's no need to do a sequel to that shit.
No, it's like, what? LeBron lost his powers in Cleveland and went down to Miami to get him. And he got him with Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade was like, yo, nigga, take this steroid shot. You get a ring with me down here in Miami. He took that shit back to Cleveland. Stuff, the locker room. He took it to the land.
Right.
He took it to the land and poured it on Kyrie's knee.
This is what you need. Splash.
Kyrie like, oh yeah, put some on my other knee, nigga. Yeah, oh, I need some shit of that shit.
These kids of today, you don't deserve Bugs Bunny.
Hey, yo.
You don't deserve none of that.
Shout out to Canada again for having the nacho fries. For having the nacho fries way ahead of time. I just saw a Taco Bell little commercial. Shout out to Canada for always having the nacho fries. You know, they try to blame Canada, but we need to thank Canada.
We have Canadian listeners, actually.
Yo.
Shout out to Canada, eh?
You don't say. It's a boot time you turned it on our station, eh? Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry. Oh, shit. No, one time for Canada. One time for everybody listening, man. Shit, episode 2, Alternative Blacks. It's actually probably time to get the fuck out of here.
Think so, yeah. They gonna cut the lights off on us.
Yeah, you know, we don't pay our bill till, you know. Well, no, I ain't gonna say that shit. I'm trying to get my credit right.
Man, what?
Fuck that shit. We on point with our shit over here. We got a lot of shit coming up for the show. Stick with us, Alternative
so much.
Blacks. We're gonna be adding a lot to the show, a lot of marketing. Just stay tuned. No. I don't know. I don't want to tease too much.
No.
I just wanted to drop, but it's all good. They'll see the product when it's ready. But of course, don't forget. Don't be a bitch.
Be elite.
Remember that. We'll see you again soon. Be easy.
Good night, Detroit.
Cheers.